میخوام چیزی بهتون بگم. با تونستیم وقتی رو بذاریم که تشکر کنیم از تمام کسانی که برای ما دعا کردن و تیم امروز، تیمی که همدیگر رو ملاقات میکنیم امروز. چه کسی میدونه که اولین قرارمون با نفرات کی بوده؟ یه کمی وقت دارید که فکر کنید.
To meet the Lord? Is that our desire? Is that how can we meet God? We can meet Him, of course, by reading His Word, praying, and talking to the Lord. If you really know somebody well, you start recognizing Him, of course. Somebody calls you, you know their name, calls you, recognize their voice. And somehow, by talking to the Lord, and praying a lot, you know, you start to recognize the different voices in your heart, and one of them is the Lord, and you know, sometimes you hear something else, but more and more you pray and become a mature Christian, you will, of course, understand what the Lord says to you. You know, it is written, I am knocking, and whoever opens, I will enter, and we will have a meal. And that is truly the first meeting where we met the Lord, of course, when He came in our hearts. And thank you. Meet each other. Good morning. Good morning. Meeting each other. Who did you meet this morning? I was able to spoke to Mark today. I heard about him. His story, his life. And what is Jesus doing in his life, of course. Raises his family in the Lord. It always takes time for the Lord. You know, and the first meeting was, of course, in paradise. The Lord met Adam and Eve, walking with them. And the breeze, the evening breeze, the Lord walked with Adam and Eve. They looked at the paradise, all its splendor and beauty. strolling with them, listening to each other. And I think about meeting somebody, like you already said, Moses, of course, met the Lord in the shape of a burning bush, but there was a flame that did not burn the bush, and the Holy Spirit's presence was there. There was a fire, but no burn damage. The Lord is so holy, he looks upon us, and he still wants to meet us, but we cannot reach him, because the Lord is so great and holy, we cannot be with him. We were, or are, sinful people, weak in the flesh. Sometimes we sin and we do things that the Lord does not like. Like Moses, we can come. And Moses, of course, heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord said, "Stop, this is holy ground. Take off your shoes." And the shoes are in this image, the shoes of sin, covered by the dust. The dust of our sins. Moses came forward and met the Lord. And in the tabernacle, the Lord lived with men.
He
gave Moses a commandment to create me a tabernacle. Moses did it. The great work. And the Lord lived there among the people of Israel.
And
it's just so beautiful. Moses meeting the Lord. And after meeting the Lord, his face shined for a month. His face just lit up in the dark, so just like a real bright light from the face of Moses, because he saw the Lord. But we are truly burdened by our sins, and it's difficult for us to come to the Lord. And of course the Lord had a temple. The biggest sign of the Lord wanting to live as us is giving his son to die for our sins.
And
Jesus was without sin. He carried all the burdens and sin of the man. He laid upon Jesus and he suffered for our sins. We are forgiven now. So, because of this, we can come to the Lord. The Lord wants to live in our heart. Beautiful to be close to the Lord, to listen to the Holy Spirit, and do things that we thought impossible, things that Jesus did. Maybe even greater, I cannot imagine it. If we listen to his voice, it will happen. Great, many beautiful things will happen if we listen to the voice of the Lord. And of course, it's always good to meet the Lord, but it's also good to meet our brothers and sisters. Oh, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. So, we had the wedding of Fanny and Nice lately, which has stirred something up in me. We're just meeting each other. So maybe somebody was in love at one point in the night. fall in love and they marry, of course. Oh, that's so wonderful. Praise the Lord. Just meeting each other, starting relationships with each other. Think about the first time you met somebody. Who remembers the first time they fell in love? Yeah, you are touched by somebody else that you didn't know that you had. Of course, we look upon Jesus. The first meeting of Jesus was super special, of course. Touches you and stirs something in you. Yeah, you meet the Lord, He comes into our life, and a great thing happens. And if we look at the Bible, the Gospel, the people that met Jesus, things happened in their lives. If you meet the Lord, something will happen. Meet someone. What happens after that? Not every meeting ends in a relationship. So you can meet the Lord, but maybe you don't have a relationship with Him. Remember the rich young man that met the Lord and asked, "Let me follow you, Lord." Jesus said, "Sell everything that you have." And the young man left, saddened. I just had such a beautiful talk with somebody just now. You know, God wants to meet us and to have a relationship with us. Yeah. God wants to truly be with us, live in our hearts. Nice wife. And after the first time I met her, it was crazy love. So beautiful, it was so nice for me. I had only one desire, to be with her the rest of my life. And we are so happy. And we walk together in life. And we don't have to meet each other anymore. Because we sometimes we have to meet each other again, to take time for each other. Yeah. And of course we also have to take time with the Lord, to build a relationship with the God. So meeting the Lord, have you met Jesus? Is He your first love? And did you walk with the Lord? Doesn't want us to just walk around a little bit. No, God wants us to follow Him. And that we know that the Lord is there. We follow Him. And as we go with the Lord, sometimes we lose our first love. The first love that we had for the Lord. Let's not have this, people. Let's just really focus on building a relationship with the Lord, like we do in our marriage, of course. We can truly have a nice moment with the Lord, with some wine. So it's not just a walkabout with the Lord, you know, it's truly following Him. So important that you take time for each other, to listen to the other, and to really share your heart with the Lord. You know, just being intimate with the Lord just really increases the love that you feel and the things that you experience with the Lord, of course. There are so many different people there in the room. So many different people. How can we be one with each other? It's miracle of the Lord. We are so different. We think about things different. Maybe our life is not the same. But of course, we are building a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, we are the body of Christ, so it's also good